Hey everyone, my name is Isaiah and I play the part of Sam in this production. I just wanted to say hello and thank you for joining us today. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy this production. New Adventures with an Old Camera, Episode 1.
The sun shines down, heating the pavement of an almost abandoned parking lot, with only a few cars scattered spaces apart. More cars pass on a main road hundreds of yards away as a dark sedan pulls into a parking spot. The door opens and out steps a man named Sam, nearly 6 feet tall, his skinny jeans pulled up at his old Converse showing his socks, an obscure band t-shirt that is a size too big. The style seems a little young for a 34-year-old man. He walks to the trunk and opens it. Reaching into a bag, Sam pulls out an old used camera and turns it on. He looks at the screen at the half battery and almost full memory card.
When will I ever transfer these pictures? I cannot believe I forgot again,
he thinks. With a shrug, the man slings the camera strap over his shoulder and shuts the trunk. Adjusting the cap on his head, he turns and walks towards the rundown building, an old mall that is in the process of shutting down. The shops that are left open all have clearance signs trying to liquidate before the doors are closed for good. Sam thinks about all of the memories this mall holds. Just before the asphalt ends, he stops and looks up to see a marvelous etching over the double doors. Pulling the camera to his face, the shutter snaps as if there was no preparation at all. The camera drops in front of him, and as it bounces at his belly, he looks down, and a penny in front of his shoe catches his eye. He bends over and picks it up to examine it.
Hey, see a penny? Pick it up, and all day long you'll have good luck,
he whispers to himself as he slides the penny into his jean pocket. Just as he starts to look up, a car horn honks, reminding Sam that he's still in the driveway of a mall. Quickly, he moves out of the way and heads to the door. With a hearty pull, it opens. A musty smell wafts past as he enters the building and begins to stroll down the long hallway of closed-down stores. For every couple of closed stores, there is one that is still operating, with random lights on as Sam passes into a larger, grand hallway. Looking around, Sam can see beauty in the structure. A beauty that so many people that have walked the halls only took for granted. A beauty that architects only dream of. A beauty that needed to be captured before it was gone. And Sam felt like this was his job, to capture what life was left in these old walls. And so, he began walking through the mall, stopping randomly as he sees something that catches his eye. Murals across the wall, marble floors, solid wooden benches, and a fountain in the atrium near the food court. Huge window skylights rain sunlight down onto the water shooting out of the fountain. Sam steps back and gets a shot of the fountain from a distance. The glory of the fountain as if it were the heart of the mall. As Sam zooms in for a close-up of the fountain, a young woman sits off to one side staring into the water.
She is totally messing up my shot,
he thinks. So he zooms out and continues taking photos. At this point, Sam's camera is working overtime. Click after click, photo after photo. Each shot stored as bytes on a memory card. The battery light is blinking. Free space is dwindling until that moment. A red X appears on the preview screen. Sam has run out of memory. And just as the frown appeared upon his face, the glow disappeared as the last bit of juice was drained from his battery. Sam slowly placed the lens cap back onto the front of his camera and dropped it to his side. He looks around again as he places his hands in his pockets. Feeling the penny he found earlier, Sam pulls it out, looks at the fountain, closes his eyes, and flips it off his thumb into the pool. He opens his eyes and starts walking towards the entrance that he arrived at as the penny floats to the bottom of the fountain. Before making the turn to head to his car, Sam looks back one last time down the long grand hallway. With a sigh, he turns and heads for his car. Sam places the camera into the bag in his trunk, jumps in his car, starts it up, and heads out of the parking lot. Thank you for sticking with us until the end. On behalf of myself and the entire 52116 production family, we invite you to come listen to us next episode. If you'd like to hear more of this and our other great shows, please subscribe to us on Anchor FM and all the major podcasting networks. We all look forward to reading your reviews. If you would like to help to support us directly, head on over to patreon.com/52116productions. Thank you again, and we'll talk to you next week.